How'd your quarterbacks look out there?
Both of them looked pretty good. You know, they had a good day out there, and both of them got reps with the ones, and we'll continue to monitor it as we go through the week, and we'll make a decision at the end of the week which way we're going to go.
How did you work the reps? Did you alternate? Was it?
It was evenly split.
And how can after the game, Terrell not be ready to be a backup, and now this week possibly be ready to be a starter?
Well, I mean, I think when you get done with the game. You know, your mindset is one, and then when we get a chance to come back and sit down and evaluate where we're at, you know, I think obviously, you know, we got a chance to see what Matt could do, and, you know, it might be, you know, we might need to see a little bit more Terrell, but we'll evaluate that as the week goes on.
Would you consider a possibility of using both guys?
Yeah. I mean, again, we're going to watch these guys work this week. And see how they work, and at the end of the week, we'll make a decision which way we're going.
I think the Chargers had 11 sacks against a young quarterback last week. Is that a cautionary statistic that you look at, what happens when they put a young guy out there?
Well, I mean, I think their pressure percentage has gone up in the last few weeks, and then obviously it was up even a little bit more last week. So, I mean, I would expect young quarterback, veteran quarterback, whatever the case may be, you know, you're going to try to when you get the backup, a guy that hadn't had as many snaps, a guy that hadn't seen all the looks throughout the season, you're going to try to give him a few more looks and make sure you can affect him.
We're going to wind up breaking down everything that went on this season in terms of, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into the record that you had. But when you look at the running game, San Diego's had some of the same issues. They only got like four rushing touchdowns, and you've got three. Even in a league that's called a passing league now, how much stress does it put on your offense and your defense, for that matter, when you can't run the ball consistently?
Well, you have to be able to run the ball in this league. You know, points are scored in this league through the passing game. That's how you get big chunks. But you have to be able to run the ball to be effective. You have to be able to be balanced. You know, from a defensive standpoint, when the offense is able to be balanced, it makes it a lot harder for you as a play caller, you know, to know what defenses to call. So our ability to run the football and be effective running the football is something that we need to get better at.
How frustrating is it coming in, Darren McFadden? I'm sure you look like one of the better running backs in the league. This year he's had a lot of trouble. So how frustrating to you is that as a coach? And what have you seen from him?
Well, we certainly want to get Darren going, and we haven't been able to really get it on track on a consistent basis. We've had, you know, a few games where, you know, we've been able to do something, but on a consistent basis, we hadn't been able to do that. You know, like I said before, that's not a one-man show. That's the whole operation. We got to be able to, you know, block better. We got to be able to, you know, run it better, and then, you know, be able to execute in the passing game, which opens up some of the run game options.
If and when Dennis Terrell gets in the game, how much more limited are you going to be offensively, play calling wise? Because does he have the same?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're going to be the same with either quarterback as you would with Carson, because Carson's been getting all the reps and he has the full command of the offense. So yeah, I would think we'd be scaled back a little bit with either one of those quarterbacks that would play.
But with Terrell, would it be even more?
I don't think it would be even more so. You know, there's a point where, you know, you got to give it enough to make it difficult on the defense, but yet you can't simplify it to the point where you know, you make it too easy on them.
Is that kind of what this week is about, getting him more up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, you know. But at the end of the day, we got to put a game plan together that we think gives us a chance to beat San Diego, offense, defense, and in the kicking game, and that's what we're going to do.
How much of Terrell's progress, or the progress that he needs to make, has to do with the fundamental stuff that you've talked about in terms of footwork and
throwing? Well, I think a lot of it.
And how much of it has to do with what goes on before that? Huddle, getting into the line, changing a call.
Yeah, those are all factors. Those are all factors, and you know, Terrell, you know, ran a little bit different scheme some in college, and he hasn't had a lot of experience in the National Football League. He's worked extremely hard. But it's not something. It's not something where I feel like you got to force something to happen right now. Something that we need to continue to work with.
How is Carson? Will he be able to be at the game to help these guys?
No, I don't believe. It's my understanding that Carson won't be able to fly.
Is that because of the lung?
Yes. It's my understanding anyway.
Is this just a matter of him resting? He's not playing, obviously. He just needs to rest.
Yes. Yes.
What about the other four guys that missed? Do you expect any of them back tomorrow?
Well, we'll have to see. I know Brizel, Tyvon Branch, Phillip Adams, those three guys, none of which practiced today. So we'll see. We'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Is Bergstrom next guy up for Adams?
Yes.
I mean, for Brizel.
For Brizel, yes.
Is there still a chance to see more plays on Sunday? Or?
I don't know the answer to that. He didn't practice today.
Dennis, when you look at Matt and Terrell and try and, I guess, fathom what it is you want to learn about each guy, what are the things you need to know, I guess, going into the offseason about each guy you want to know going into the offseason?
Well, I think the thing is can they function in the number two quarterback role? That's to be determined. And we need to look at it. We get one more game to take a look at it.
Seems like Ross has played pretty well the last 2 weeks. What have you seen from him at the quarterback?
I've liked what I've seen out of him the last few weeks. He's done a nice job. He gives us some flexibility. He's played some safety for us. He's played what we call the Joker role, which is kind of a hybrid safety corner type position. He's played out at corner. He's also worked inside the nickel. So he's a guy that we've learned more about, and we've gotten an opportunity to play him a little bit more in the last few weeks, and he's done some nice things, and I wouldn't anticipate seeing him more.
Did it take him a while to get kind of his feet wet in the new scheme?
Well, yeah. I mean, he came from a different place in the middle of the year, and so it takes you a little while to get a feel for the scheme and what we're trying to, ask him to do, and then it takes us a while to really get a chance to get comfortable with him too, obviously, with some of the injury situations we faced back there, we were able to get him into the game, and he took advantage of the opportunities that he had, and that's what's key. You don't know when those opportunities are going to come, but when you get the opportunity, you got to take advantage of it because you may not get a second chance. He took advantage of the opportunity.
It's because Matt and Terrell have different skill sets. Can we assume that there's some things that Terrell might be able to do that Matt won't do, but are there things that maybe Matt can do that Terrell can't do at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, they're two totally different quarterbacks. I mean, Terrell obviously is an athletic quarterback that can really do some things on the move, and, Matt's a little bit more your prototypical pocket passer. I think when you look at those guys, you got to, take into account those skill sets, what they can do well.
Does that do it, everybody?
Thank you. Thank you.